Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Spring in Moscow is, in general, puppy time. Training a dog to go outside when it's minus 25 Celsius and the snow is knee-high to a human and four times the height of a small canine is impossible for both the dog and its human. But once the weather gets warmer, the courtyard is full of little creatures being told they are molodets, good boy, every time they manage to pee on a little bit of grass. This year, the puppy population is much larger since the coronavirus lockdown turns out to be a great time to raise a dog. In the morning, the sounds of training drift up to my window. Molodets, good boy, good girl. Ньет-ньет-ньет. No, no, no. Нельзя. Don't. Брось. Drop it. This got me thinking about one of those essential commands, нельзя. I think of it as the "it is forbidden" word. But after a bit of research, I realized that нельзя is far less one-dimensional than I had originally thought. It's actually the "it's impossible, forbidden, not recommended, really ought not to, can't live without it" command. For dogs, of course, as well as for some children, cats, boyfriends, girlfriends, and nosy neighbors, нельзя can mean you are forbidden from doing whatever you're doing or about to do. In English language dog training, this is the simple but firm no. Нельзя красть сыр со стола. Don't steal the cheese from the table. Нельзя писать в мои ботинки. Don't pee in my boots. For humans, you sometimes need to go into a bit more detail. That's why нельзя is the word of rules, signs, and codes of behavior. This is the command you see in capital letters on signs outside hospital wards. Посторонним нельзя. No admittance. Literally, outsiders are forbidden. Or it might be used in the rules for behavior at a school. Расскажите ему главные правила в университете. Что нельзя делать и что можно. Tell him the main rules for university life, what's allowed and what's forbidden. The second meaning of нельзя is it's impossible, which can be literal, as in новый образец паспорта имеет несколько степеней защиты, и подделать его нельзя. The new version of the passport has several layers of protection, and it's impossible to forge. It can also be figurative. В одну реку нельзя войти дважды. You can't step in the same river twice. And sometimes it's not quite clear if the meaning is literal or figurative. Нельзя быть такой глупой. Мне очень нужно сказать тебе, что я тебя люблю, понимаешь? How can anyone be so stupid? Literally, no one can be so stupid. I really want to tell you that I love you. Get it? The third meaning of нельзя is much less adamant and is, in fact, hardly a command at all. This нельзя is more like you shouldn't. You really ought not to. Ее слова нельзя воспринимать серьезно. You shouldn't take her words seriously. Стоять на полу нельзя, потому что холодный сквозняк дует из-под двери. You shouldn't stand on the floor because cold air blows in from under the door. If you want, you can intensify the нельзя. Ни в коем случае нельзя забывать, что надо закончить работу до 5 часов. You must not, under any circumstances, forget that you have to finish work by 5 o'clock. Его никак нельзя назвать успешным бизнесменом. You certainly can't call him a successful businessman. The fourth meaning is a kind of mix of it's impossible and you shouldn't. It's in phrases that use verbs like жить, to live, or обойтись, to get by, and the preposition без, without. Без друзей жить нельзя. You can't survive without friends. Без помощи не обойтись. We can't manage without some help. And then, because Russian adores double negatives, there's yet another usage. Нельзя не делать. Literally, you can't not do something. In English, we often ditch the negatives and turn it into a positive assertion. So, этой женщиной нельзя не восхищаться, you can't not admire that woman, is more likely to be, you gotta admire that woman. Or how about this?
Простить тебя обязательно, но только тогда, когда не простить нельзя, ни секунды раньше.
He's certain to forgive you, but only when he has no choice but to forgive you, and not a second earlier. Literally, when he can't not forgive you. Sounds like a real sweetheart. Finally, нельзя is also used in very polite requests, which is something like the interrogatory version of a double negative. You don't say, сделайте музыку потише, turn the music down. You say,
нельзя ли сделать музыку потише?
Do you mind turning the music down? Literally, couldn't you turn the music down?
Он был там или нет? Нельзя ли, по крайней мере, хоть это выяснить?
Was he there or not? Can't we at least find that out? And considering the frigid weather and our stone-cold radiators, maybe instead of screaming at our apartment management companies, we should try this.
А ночью нельзя ли подтапливать?
Do you think we might turn on the heat at night? It won't work, of course, but it sounds very genteel. There are also a couple of idiomatic uses of нельзя that threw me off the first time I heard them. They start with как нельзя, so you begin to mentally translate it as it is forbidden, impossible, but then they end with лучше, better, хуже, worse, or кстати. Handy, or any comparative adjective or adjectival phrase, such as более радостно, more joyfully. They all mean that something is as X as possible, or something couldn't be more X. For example,
это романтическое название подходит городу как нельзя лучше.
That romantic name is just perfect for the city.
Это обстоятельство пришлось как нельзя кстати Лужкову через год.
That situation came in really handy for Лужков a year later.
Он был как нельзя более далек от моего идеала.
He couldn't have been farther from my ideal. Сначала обстоятельства складывались как нельзя хуже. At first, the circumstances were as bad as they could possibly be. You get the idea, right?
Русская грамматика оказывается как нельзя более сложной.
Russian grammar couldn't be more complicated. And that's it for this week in Moscow. Before you leave, I hope you'll consider making a contribution so that we can keep providing you with all kinds of news from Russia. Спасибо. И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока.